Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Let us pray before we read our Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you. We come to you this morning. You give us good opportunity to hear your message, to learn how to be faithful when we live in this world. Speak to us, Father, and Holy Spirit, help us so that we can do this work in our life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open our Bible. We open Nehemiah chapter 1. We read first 1 till 4, Nehemiah chapter 1. The word of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, it came to pass in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Susan, the citadel, that Hanani, one of my brethren, come with men from Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews, who has escaped, who has survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is also broken down, and its gates are burned with fire. So it was when I heard this word that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Brothers and sisters, what make this book interest to us? Last month, when I was preparing message, and the word of Nehemiah always come in my mind, then I sit down and I try to see more deeply about Nehemiah. It is very interesting for us because we are living in modern world, and in modern world always talk about success. So today people like to meet their old friend. We call it in Indonesia reuni. Reuni means, for example, meet with your high school friend or your even primary school friends like that. And when I go deeply into this fellowship, then I realize why people like to go there. The person who like go to reunion is the person who is success. If they are not success, they don't want to see their friend because they will sigh or something inferior. So that the success is the style of modern world. So when they gather together, they take out their mobile phone. Mine is all model. And some people using my, you using Galaxy 4. And then other who still use all model, put it in pocket. This is the style of modern world. And when they share and they talk, they do not talk about something. They always say, hey, what are you doing in summer holiday? Oh, we go to Paris. Oh, we go to Chongqiao. That's what never come out. You know Chongqiao? So, this is the style of modern world, success. Now, regarding this topic, then I read this book. And the book of Nehemiah really teach me how to be a success of Christian like that. So, let's see. First topic, who is Nehemiah? There are not too much explanation about Nehemiah, but what I know, number one, Nehemiah, he stay at Susan, the citadel. He stay at Susan, the citadel. And then at chapter 2, we can see that Nehemiah works as what I can say. He is the person who must eat or drink something before the king. So Nehemiah stay very close with the king. The king trust Nehemiah 110%. I can say like that. Because everything come from Nehemiah, the king ate it and drink it. If Nehemiah say, no, 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 then the king will not drink or eat something. So the king trust Nehemiah. If the king trust Nehemiah, then we can see and say that Nehemiah have very high position in the king of Persia. He has very high position. Although his work is very simple, I can say that Nehemiah only use his tongue for this position. Yeah. So Nehemiah is very success because he works for the king and his position is very high. In one commentary book, I can say that the position of Nehemiah even greater and better and more powerful than a general because Nehemiah stay close with the king. Second point, what make Nehemiah special? The reason make Nehemiah special, although he has high position in worldly career, but his heart is very, very going down, and he really want to help his nation. If we see chapter 1, verse 4, so it was when I heard this word that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Brothers and sisters, many people have high position, but they don't know about their nation. They don't know about outside people. They don't know about poor people. They don't know there are many people suffering and they don't have any concern. They forget that first day when God saved us, Paul said Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and that we should walk in them. We are his workmanship. Paul said that God created us, saved us. God has one special purpose. The purpose is to bring the kingdom to the world. Many people don't know and don't understand about this purpose. So they just work for worldly success. They never think to work for God's success. Nehemiah, he has great position, but his heart for kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you, do you work for God? Do you did something for kingdom of God? Our life is very fast. Today, Saturday, tomorrow, Sunday, and then very fast. If we do not think about kingdom of God, then we don't have any value in front of God. My wife said something to me. She said, everybody must go back to heaven. When we go back to heaven, it seems like we go back to our parent house in this world. Pastor Eugene, your parent at United States, is that? Yeah. When the last time you go back to see them? Huh? 1 year. What kind of gift you gave to them when the last time you see them? Huh? A lot. Smile. Did you bring something to them? A tea set. Tea set. Okay. Bring something. How about if you didn't bring something, but you have something, you will feel, oh, same. When your parents take this gift, they are so happy. When we go back to heaven, we need to remember what kind of gift that we can bring to our Father who has saved us. We need to think like this. So every time, every money, every power that we have in this world, we need to invest for kingdom of God. That's I learned from Nehemiah. He has high position, but he invests something eternal in his life. That's the second point. The third point, how can it be in Nehemiah life? Of course, when we talk about how can it be in Nehemiah life, I also want how can it be in our life. Nehemiah give us 5 points to be success in front of God. Number one, if we see chapter 1, verse 3, and they said to me, before I asked them concerning the Jews who has escaped, who has survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. I asked them concerning the Jews. I asked them. When I read this and I meditate deeply, then I can say that Nehemiah has a deeper heart for ministry. He asked them. That means he wants to know something. In SP, there are so many ministry. Outreach ministry, Sunday school ministry, college ministry, and then what else? Igape, and then mission trip, and then many ministry. But how many of us ask about this ministry? For example, to Pastor Eugene or Pinet. Usually, we just came to them if we have problem. So sometimes I think that pastor is rubbish bag. Why? If I have problem, if I feel uncomfortable, then I go to pastor. Pastor Eugene, let us lunch together. You know, going for lunch, not for eating, but to take out everything. So I say, pastor is rubbish bag. But I seldom met people. Pastor Eugene, let us meet for lunch. Okay, Pastor Eugene, I got bonus. So many money. I don't know how to use this money. Would you give me some suggestion how to I put this money for kingdom of God? Then I say, this is good. Of course, you can come to us if you have problem. But don't forget, when you have blessing, will you think about something for ministry? Do you have this kind of heart? Nehemiah has this kind of heart. So I can say that Nehemiah has deep desire, deep concern about ministry. Deep, deep, deep. Even if I can say when Nehemiah slept and he was dreaming about Jerusalem. That's why he asked his friend Hanani. That's number one. Number two, when Nehemiah heard about Jerusalem, verse 4 said, when I heard this word, I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven. I was fasting and praying. He put his heart in prayer. He asked God. The first point, when he pray, we can see he confessed his sin and his nation's sin. So I can see that Nehemiah is really understand about the word of Torah, the word, the five book of Moses. Because in the book of Deuteronomy, it said that if you faithful, you will be the head, not the tail. So now your position is at the tail. That means something wrong. That's why Nehemiah confessed his sin, and Nehemiah confessed his nation's sin. He prayed. How long Nehemiah prayed? We can see at chapter 2, verse 1. And it came to pass the month of Nisan. So Nehemiah started praying from the month of Kislev. And then he prayed till the month of Nisan. So the month of Kislev to the month of Nisan, if we see commentary, we can know that Nehemiah prayed for 4 months. He prayed 4 months. He didn't do anything. He just prayed. Pray how long? For 4 months. Fasting, pray. Brothers and sisters, it's not easy for fasting, especially for me. I like eating and I like cooking. So Nehemiah, his position is to eat before the king. And then in this situation, he must pray and fasting. So it's not easy. But he do it. Why? He want to know the will of God. That's why he pray and fasting for 4 months. Number three, if we see chapter 2, verse 1, we can see that 4 months is not a short period. It is a long period for praying for 1 point. And then he never lost his faith. He just pray. He just pray. He just pray. Brothers and sisters, it is not easy to do something in this world. Ministry, easy for us, easy to make us give up. Sometimes if we have some difficulties, then easy for us, okay, I quit. Okay, I resign. But Nehemiah, he has faithful heart. He just pray, and pray. He never give up. He always asks God, God, what is your will? That's why 4 months is not a long period for Nehemiah. That's number three. The third point, chapter 2, verse 4. After 4 months, then the king said to me, what do you request? What do you request? In simple sentence, what do you want, Nehemiah? What do you want? And Nehemiah, before he asked this question, the Bible told us, so I prayed to the God of heaven. This very, very beautiful sentence. Why? Because when Nehemiah want to answer this question, he didn't use his mind, but he asked God. He just want to do the will of God in his life. Brothers and sisters, we need to remember, just want to do the will of God in our life. Sometimes people thinking about success. What is success? Success if you can do the will of God. That's the success. So Nehemiah, when the king asks, what do you want? So I pray to the God of heaven. Very, very good example for us. I'm happy to see many young people come to the church for prayer. Remember, when we pray, always ask the will of God. If you do the will of God in your life, you never fail. You always success. Even me, when I pray for Phoebe, for my ministry, I always ask God, God, it is your will or my will? If it is my will, then let them fail. But if it is your will, then I will do it for you. learn from Nehemiah. And then the last, why Nehemiah success? If we read from verse 7 to 13, chapter 2, we can see that Nehemiah used good strategy. After he knows that God will in his life, so Nehemiah start to do it. He observes, he think, make plan, and everything just to do the will of God. He never said, oh, tomorrow I do it. No, Nehemiah do it today. Now, the fifth point, I said, after Nehemiah know the will of God, he never delay to do it. He just start and observe and make planning to do the will of God. If we see chapter 2, verse 12, let's see chapter 2, verse 12. Then I rose in the night, I and few men with me. I told no one what may God put in my head to do at Jerusalem, nor was there animal with me except the one on which I rode. Yeah. And I went out by the night through the village gate to the servant well and the refuse gate, and view the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and its gate, which were burned with fire. I arose in the night. Normally, people work in the day, but Nehemiah worked in the night. That means this guy is very, very diligent. Work day and night just to do the will of God. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we know a lot about the will of God, but we do less about the will of God. Our time, most of our time we use for sport maybe, hang out maybe, or something, watching television maybe, or other not related with the will of God. Nehemiah, when he knows the will of God, he rose at the night. Rose at the night. It's not easy to rose at the night, but he do it. That's why Nehemiah success in the eyes of God. I don't know about our situation. Some of us may be in good position. Some of us may be in a bad situation. But at least through this message, I want to encourage you. Let us learn from Nehemiah. First, he has desire. Second, he always pray for God's will in his life. Third point, his faithfulness. Fourth point, he always asks the will of God. And the fifth point, he worked very, very hard for the will of God in his life. Let us pray. Remember, brothers and sisters, success means do the will of God in our life. Keep seeking the will of God in your life and just do it. Then you are success.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death many times. I've wondered at your gift of life. I'm in that place once again. I'm in that place once again. Once again I look up on the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at your saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. I'm full of praise once again. Once again I look up on the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. And once again I look up on the cross where you died. Humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. And once again I look up on the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life.
Good morning. Let's pray for our community this morning, and let's lift up our members and our friends that are ill with cancer and going through chemotherapy and is needing a transplant. Let's continue to be faithful and intercede in God's time. He'll do what He wants. And so let's lift them up by name. Let's pray for them right now. Pray for those who don't know Christ in a personal way and are going through some difficult illnesses. So let's ask the Lord to reveal to them about the love of the Lord. And so let's lift them up in prayer. Pray for those with other illnesses and sicknesses. Let's ask the Lord to truly comfort them and be with them during this time. So let's ask for healing for them also.
Lord, we pray, Father, for Eugene's mom. Lord, just pray, Father, for just her recovery from surgery. Lord, we pray for Eugene's mom. Lord, we just pray for healing, God, over that right now, God. We pray for just restoration, God, to these muscles and to these ligaments. Lord Jesus, we pray for Kenny and their knees and John and his knees. Lord, we pray for Victor, Lord, Janine, Lord. Pray for Beth Collins. Lord, we pray for Leanne's dad with ALS, God. We just pray for healing in Jesus' name, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Let's pray for those who are looking for a job, and employment, and ask the Lord to provide interviews and open doors and may the Lord surprise them with His incredible plan for them. Let's ask the Lord to sustain them during this time of unemployment. So let's pray for them.
Father, we just pray, God, that they would not be discouraged. Lord, we just pray, God, that they would. Lord, we just pray for jobs for Hodge. Lord, we just pray that, Lord, that you, Lord, you have a plan, Father, for SP. Lord, God, we just pray, God, that you would make that plan happen, Lord. And God, we just pray, God, that with Hodge, Lord. Lord, that you would provide for him. Lord, we pray for Virginia, Lord, and Mark, Lord. Lord, as a new husband, Lord, we ask, God, that you'd be able to provide for his family, God. Lord, just pray, Father, for mercy, Lord, God, during this economic time, that he'll come closer to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Let's pray for our mission focus today. And today, let's pray for Indonesia, for our Phoebe ministry, for Pastor Salamat and his family. He's got a son and a daughter. We have a church that we're supporting in Kupang. We're financially supporting them, and we're pouring out to them. We also have a mission trip leaving this Wednesday. There's going to be 10 of us total, and so if you could lift us up as we minister to and encourage the church leaders there in the midst of a Muslim nation. So let's pray for that mission trip. Let's pray for Singapore and a church plant that is happening there. And so let's pray that God would provide leaders and strong leadership and provide someone to lead that. So let's lift up Indonesia and Singapore right now.
Father, we just pray, God, that you would bless Indonesia. Lord, we pray that you would make your name known, Lord, in the midst of this Muslim nation. Lord, we just pray for people to come to know you. Lord, we pray for our mission trip. Lord, we ask God for safety and health. Lord, we pray that the gospel go forth, that leaders will be encouraged. Father, Lord, we pray for Just blessing over Pastor Salmat and his family, for Cardia, for Samuel. Lord, we just ask for your blessing over them. Lord, that they would grow, and Lord, the ministry would grow, and that you would equip next generation leaders, God. We pray for Singapore, Lord, that you provide leaders there, God, for that. Lord, would you bless that, Lord?
Let's lift up our education ministries, meaning our kids, our youth, our college. Let's pray for Noah's Ark and the leaders there, for Pastor Carol, for youth group, for Pastor Nate, and for college group, for Pastor Hyunsu. Ask the Lord to really teach our young people about Christ, and that they would follow God with all their heart. So let's lift up these ministries.
Lord, we pray for Noah's Ark and the kids. Lord, we pray for teachers and volunteers, Lord.
Let's also ask the Lord to send volunteers to help mentor these kids, and so let's pray for that also.
Father, we just pray for more volunteers, Lord God, Lord, to come for youth group and for college group, Lord. We just pray that, Lord, that we would serve in that way and mentor, Lord, and to, in relationship and to shepherd, Lord God, not because we have anything to offer, but, Lord, because you are the great shepherd, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray for Pastor Carol. Lord, we pray for Pastor Nate. Lord, we lift up Pastor Hyunsu, Lord, and I pray for the leadership, and God, for vision and inspiration and motivation. Lord, we just pray for even greater blessings, Lord, over their group, Lord Jesus. So.
Let's lift up our families at SP and our marriages. Let's pray for wholeness, for love, healing, unity, restoration, protection. Let's pray against the enemy who wants to come and break marriages apart and families apart. And so let's ask for unity, and let's just lift up our marriages and families right now.
Father, we just pray, God, Lord, for our current families, God. We just pray for our kids, Lord. We pray for our relationships, Lord. We pray, God, that the husbands would love their wives, God, just as you love the church, God, that they would lay down their lives for their wives and their families, Lord God. And Lord, we just pray, Father, for the different roles. Lord, we pray for communication and understanding, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for that you would protect our families, God, from being broken apart, Lord. Lord, we just pray, God, for blessing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Let's pray for our weekend activities this coming up this weekend, for our worship services on Sunday, and for all the ministries that are going on, and especially for our outreaches that happen over the weekend. So let's cover what the Lord is doing through our activities that's happening this weekend. Let's pray.
Father, we thank you, God, that Lord, that that you have that there's so much going on, Father, in your name, for your kingdom to come. Lord, we just pray, Father, for your blessing, God, over our services, God. Lord, we just pray, God, for a transformation, God, that we time of gathering, that lives would be transformed, Lord, God, that people would grow, Lord, that people would lay down their lives, Lord, that they would encounter God in our services, Lord, that they would encounter you, God. Lord, we pray that you would not be far, but that you would be close, Lord. We pray, Father, for our outreaches, and Lord, that people would not lose heart, God. We just pray, Father, for your blessing. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Dear Lord, we pray, God, that we would define success as doing your will and not being more wealthy or having more power or prestige, or Lord, but Lord, help us to accomplish your will, to fulfill your will, to do your will, God. Help us to do the same as Nehemiah, God, to weep over our city, to have a burden for our city, God, to intercede for our city, to pray for our city, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for this morning. God, we pray for just a time of restoration, refreshing, replenishment. We pray for rest. God, we just ask, God, that that you would just continue to speak. And Lord, we just want to be with you this morning. So bless this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want to encourage you to continue to pray, and have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at church.